This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, to all the sisters and brothers, let us listen to two or three hadiths of our Prophet Muslim tonight. Number one is from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, Yustajabu li ahadikum ma lam ya'jal. Yaqulu da'watu falam yustajabli. From Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet Muhammad said, the dua and the supplication of any of you is answered, inshallah, as long as he do not give and who do not get impatient and said, I made supplication, O Allah, and I have not been answered. Now this hadith is to remind us, when we are asking Allah, especially the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we have a lot of things to ask Allah. The special dua in the Qunut, we keep on asking Allah for this and that. But we are not supposed to give up hope when you ask Allah for something. And that's why the Prophet said, as long as we does not get impatient, then Allah will respond to our prayer. Number two, from Abi Hurairah too. An Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, Yustajabu li ahadikum ma lam yad'u bi'ithmi aw qati'at rahim aw yasta'jil fayaqulu da'awtu fala ara yastajibu li fayada'u du'a. Both hadiths are from Imam Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ said again, the supplication, the dua of any of you is answered by Allah so long as he or she does not make any dua for something that displeases Allah. To cut off ties of kinship and does not become impatient and say, oh Allah, I have made supplication and I do not think that I will be answered, and that's why I stop making dua. Giving up hope is not the character of a believer. Brothers and sisters, I will end with one hadith Qudsi. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind his ummah by saying, "Awsani Rabbi bitis in usikum biha." I may have shared this hadith Qudsi with all of you every year, especially in the month of Ramadan. But I keep on reminding myself and all the good brothers and sisters that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah have reminded him with 9 things, and now he want to share this with all of us. And he said, "Awsani bi ikhlas sirri wa alaniya." Number one, Allah remind our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our Prophet remind his ummah to be sincere in whatever we do, secretly or openly. Whatever we do, make sure that your intention is very clear, purely for the sake of Allah. When you want to say something, you must think. You must make sure that whatever you say, bring goodness, bring happiness, give positive response, you know, from others. Number two, wal-udla fil-rida wal-ghadab. Allah remind our Prophet, and the Prophet remind all of us to be just. Whether you are in good mood or not, you must always try to be just. Don't make any judgment to anybody, especially when you are in anger. Even the judge have no right to pass any judgment when he is angry. Number three, وَالْقَصْدِ فِي الْغِنَىٰ الْغَنِي وَالْفَقْرِ. We must always be moderate, whether in good time or bad time. Meaning, even you have a lot of money, you are not supposed to be spendthrift. You should always be moderate in your spending, in whatever we do. Number four, وَعَنْ أَعْفُ أَمَّنْ ظَلَمَنِي. You always prepare to forgive whoever have wronged you. Number what? Number what? Good. Number five, وَعُقْتِ مَنْ حَرَمَنِي. If you have anything extra, just keep on giving. Even the one that you keep giving, do not give you anything at all. Don't worry. It's like the parent keep on giving to the children. Even the children, after they have their children, they still want something from the parent, and the parent still give. As long as you can give, just give. Let Allah reward us. Don't stop giving because the person that you help, or you always give something, do not give anything back to you. Yeah. Now, number one, wa'asila man qata'ani. Wa'asila man qata'ani. Number six, you must try your level best, yeah, to strengthen the ties, to strengthen the relationship that you have built early. Alhamdulillah, we are very proud with our jama'ah who perform hajj with us from time to time. They always plan to strengthen the ties between the jama'ah. They always have family reunion, hajj reunion, umrah reunion. That is very good. Anything to do with reunion, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Number seven, وَأَنْ يَقُونَ سُمْتِ فِقْرَ. Always make sure that when you are alone, that means you are by yourself in silence, don't just be silent without thinking of anything. But use your silent moment to think. Think something that benefit you and benefit the ummah. There were some brain specialists said that one of the brain of the man is that they have an empty space. There are times that the man don't think of anything. But for the woman, their brain is always full of things to think. They think so fast, so when they speak, the man always miss what they say. Because the man is very simple-minded. There are times they know how to cut off everything, they don't think of anything. They blank out everything. One thing is good, you must learn how to cut off everything. But sometimes women don't like that. Number eight, وَنُطْقِ zikra. Make sure that when you want to speak, when you want to say anything, make sure that what you say bring benefit. Is good, if not silent is better. Because every word that you say should present a zikr, a reminder. If you are reminding somebody with something good, okay. But if not, then it's better not to say anything. And the last one, وَالنَّظَرِ إِبْرَى. And Allah gives you the eye to see. And that's why you see the companion was blessed by Allah, because when they move with the Prophet, whatever the Prophet does, they will observe and they will follow. عَيْنُ الْيَقِينَ. Sometimes you can learn from just seeing. You don't have to ask. You just see how the scholar is doing and you just try your best to follow, you will benefit from that. Sometimes there's a lot of things that you can learn through your eyesight. Not necessary you must be reminded, yeah, by somebody, and you only learn from hearing. You can learn through seeing. That's why the Sahaba are very, very, yeah, alert about the action of the Prophet and the saying of the Prophet. Nazari Ibra. Everything that happened around us, it is a reminder, a lesson learned. We have to pick up what is good, you can follow. What is not good is a reminder for you to be careful, so that mistake done by others will not be done by you. You are not going to get involved in the same mistake anymore. This is very important. How many reminder from the Prophet now? How many? 9. Number 1? Tomorrow we get an answer from you. Yeah? Today I just share the 9. Tomorrow you give me the answer again. Yeah? Remember, 9. I've said 9. I make it very easy, because the night prayer today, alhamdulillah. So I will see you tomorrow. If I don't see you tomorrow, I'll see you after tomorrow. If I don't see you after tomorrow, I will keep on seeing you one of the night, inshallah. Yeah? But remember 9. Yeah? Now you can share with your friend now. You remember this last one. I remember the second last one. I remember the third last one. So you start to write it down, inshallah. This is an exercise. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Strengthen our memory, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ikhlas fi sirri wal alaniya. Ikhlas fi sirri wal alaniya. Remember that. Yeah. Waalaikumsalam. I was thinking, because you with